Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The movie Radio is about a poor, developmentally handicapped boy who loves football. At one point, Radio, the main character, is given Christmas presents. He promptly unwraps his Christmas presents and then rewraps them, puts them in his grocery cart, which is with him throughout the movie, and begins to deliver his presents to needy families around the neighborhood. Unfortunately, along comes a brand new deputy to town who assumes the Radio has stolen these gifts, confiscates his gifts, arrests him, and throws him in jail. How many times in your life have you seen things that are just downright unfair? A life-threatening illness, being blamed for something that you didn't do, people impinging upon your reputation, an unfortunate accident, a storm, racism, hatred, jealousy. We face trouble every day. Every day along the way, and it's not fair. It's never fair. Sometimes we catch ourselves wondering, how can God allow this to happen to me, of all people? Sometimes, in the scheme of all things, God doesn't seem to be very fair. But in God's defense, we tend to only pursue righteousness when it suits us. Let's face it. We feel far more indignant after we have been affected by a misdeed than when we have done the misdeed. We call upon God to make it right, to intervene, but almost always only on our behalf. You see, our calls for righteousness, our calls for justice often tend to be quite selective. Many times we would rather not call any attention to injustice, particularly than we are the one who has been guilty of the injustice. Sometimes you're the windshield. Sometimes you're the bug. We're very upset about our bug days. Our windshield days? Not so much. We're fine with letting injustice stand, certainly when we are the one who are guilty of the injustice. Whether it's a small exaggeration upon our taxes, or speeding without getting a ticket, enduring the humiliation of admitting that we were wrong, racial or ethnic inequality, but when the wheels of chance spin our way instead of against us, we tend to be fine with it. No need for justice here, Jesus. We're all fine. We all breathe a sigh of relief when we get away with injustice. We are people fixed upon our own pleasures. We are fascinated by our own faces. We are dominated by our own self-gratification in getting exactly what we want, when we want, how we want it, and when the plan comes together, we just grin and go, "That's the way it should be." Justice is only important for us so far as it makes our life pleasant. If it interferes with our lifestyle, we'd just as soon have nothing to do with it. But God is the God of perfection. God is a God of perfect righteousness. God is a God of perfect justice. A holy God can have nothing to do with our filth and our sin, and his demand is clear: be holy as I, the Lord your God, am holy. God's justice demands that we be measured. We do not measure up to God's expectations. We are not like him. When the accounting is complete, we're all left wanting, for there is no one who does good. No one. And all of our just deeds are like filthy rags before the Lord God Almighty. And every attempt to justify ourselves falls upon empty ears. And we dare not cry out for justice, lest God give us exactly what we deserve. When we are like the bird that has escaped the flower's net, we think, "Thank God." For us to please God, the great exchange had to take place. We needed somebody who was righteous to go to God and plead our case before Him. We do not call Jesus the Lamb of God for nothing. Jesus, the immortal Word of God made flesh, has become our substitute. He is the second Adam, undoing all the things that the first Adam had messed up. Jesus takes our place before the Father Almighty in order to buy us back from our sin and our debt. Jesus lived a perfect life, being fully man, and that would qualify as becoming our substitute. The righteousness He offers unto God the Father is given in trade unto us. His righteousness for our sins. Through Jesus, we have died to sin, and we have been made alive to righteousness. Our old self was crucified with Christ and died upon the cross. And from the throes of death arises a new man, a reclaimed man, a clean man, cleaned in the baptismal glory of Jesus Christ. As Paul says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. I'd once visited a man in a hospital. He was very nervous. He was about to undergo a heart surgery, and his doctors had told him that he had a 20% chance of surviving the service. Those operations. He had a 20% chance. And we prayed. And we didn't pray for justice. And we didn't pray for fairness. And we didn't pray that he would get what he deserved. We prayed for mercy. We prayed for a successful surgery. We prayed for just a little bit more time with his family before being called home. And God answered his prayer. God granted his request. God gave him just a little bit more time. And it wasn't decades. It was years. Later he told me, he felt like a brand new man, that he had been given a new lease on life. And everything he did from that point on, he did differently. Everyone he met, he treated differently. And in a small way, it becomes an illustration of what it means to be redeemed of God, because he had been given his life back unto him. And because it had been given back to him, he cherished it all the more, taking time to praise God for the remarkable gift of life that he had been given, taking time for others to view them as God views them, as those that Jesus had gone to the cross in order to redeem, that they too may be given eternal life. What are the ways in which we make God's mercy known unto us and unto the world? In the redemption of Jesus Christ, you too have been granted a new lease on life. Daily you have been granted mercy on top of mercy, benefit upon benefit. The power of mercy weighing out justice. In the forgiveness of sins, you have witnessed the firsthand the power of reconciliation. You've witnessed the mercy of God that is extended unto you. Now take that mercy and then go forth and extend it to those around you. We are ambassadors of reconciliation, the greatest reconciliation that the world has ever seen, the reconciliation between God and His creation. Working for earthly justice is great, it's laudable, but living in mercy, living in that justice of God is Christ-like. Just as we no longer see ourselves in the light of our old self, so we no longer see others in the light of their old selves either. We look forward to what has come. We look forward to the reconciliation of the world, that we could be clothed in the blood of Christ. We belong to the world's good news of changed lives, a gift of forgiveness made manifest in our Lord Jesus' resurrection. God has given us joy within our hearts. He has given us purpose within our lives. He has chosen us for ministry. He has chosen us for eternal life. He has chosen us to be the bearers of this great and awesome news. We share that good news of Christ's redemption in our Lord Jesus Christ, in acts of mercy, and even in acts of justice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.